So let me read this note from the AI. A honeypot property scam is a deceptive scheme where fraudsters, including real estate agents or paralegals, lure unsuspecting buyers, tenants, or investors with attractive property deals that turn out to be fraudulent. Here's how it typically works. Fake listings, bait and switch, ghost sellers, inflated investment returns. By paralegals, forged documents, title washing, false legal assurance, fraudulent closings. A common trait in a honeypot scam is urgency. Scammers press victims to act fast before they can verify details. To avoid these scams, always conduct independent title searches. Verify agent credentials and avoid making payments before property due diligence. So these forged documents, falsify ownership, title deeds, mortgage papers, title washing. They may attempt to erase legal issues on property's title, make it seem clear only for the buyer to later discover encumbrances. Unethical paralegal might assure buyers that the property has no legal disputes, while normally hiding ongoing litigation and ownership conflicts. A paralegal may assist in faking a closing where funds are transferred to fraudulent accounts instead of legitimate seller. I'll put the link. I'll put the AI note on this, and you can actually bet your bottom dollar this is happening across the board, not only residential but commercial too. It's a trip, and I promise you, anything that wants to go fast, anybody who's trying to work fast, whether it's a salesman, whether it's a person, whether it's whatever, they're trying to do it in a hurry for a reason. And they also want to use drugs and alcohol, and they're probably poisoning you without you knowing it. They're probably they're trying to take your life and take your property and sell it and turn it fast. That's what's happening, probably, most likely, in these scams. Be careful, people, because you're going to see some serious, with the economy like it is, you're going to see some serious, illegal, unethical, under-the-table stuff going on. And it's always going on, but now it's getting worse. I promise you. And there could be families involved, not just one person, but a whole family. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, because an evil person can never work alone. They always have to be enabled by somebody. And there's always people in the background trying to work. And you can also tell, you can take notes and you can see patterns. And once the pattern is revealed, believe your notes, believe the patterns, and forget what they say, because they're master deceivers and liars, and they always contradict themselves.